due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
This night is just continues to go downhill.
Oh, see, I just can't stand.
It's about time you did something right.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't give me an ooh. I'll tell you an ooh.
Shut up, bitch.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
But if you're a CM Punk fan, you're stupid.
Yeet.
Acknowledge me!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and we have our usual suspects around the table. I'll start with our audio guy.
We have audio a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Not the mop for that.
He rearranged his trip to the Jericho Cruise just to be there.
Yes, he did.
That's
and
awesome.
By the way, I bet you had a better. He bet you he had a better time at the Rumble than here.
So you hear on the phone our man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
It's snowing like a motherfucker out there right now, but it's hot in wrestling, though.
Big time. We also have our numbers guy, Statboy Josh Henniger.
Unless you're AEW, where the wrestling might be all right, but the storylines are tepid, say for one.
Oh, and by the way, do you know how bad it is? Will Ospreay... on an independent show, pedigreed a fake Triple H and was thrown out of a Royal Rumble by a fake Shane McMahon.
Is it one of those types of shows where it's like, blank person as X-Pac, blank person as Kane? One of those types?
Well, I've also seen a comment from Eric Bischoff calling Mox very, very mundane. Actually, that's not the actual quote.
I think I could find it far off.
No, I'm close. I don't think that's the exact quote.
I wasn't meaning that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lackluster.
Yes. It isn't that he's a terrible wrestler or anything. It's just it feels like it's largely going nowhere. And unless he loses the bout of Revolution, they've got nothing.
And every time, the last couple of times I've tuned in, he sounded absolutely flat. He sounded like he did in 2019 when they canceled his heel turn.
Yep. And I would not be surprised if before too much longer, Mox starts thinking, the grass might not have been greener on the other side and leaves AEW.
Well, Bischoff has said, via Shaq Wrestling, okay, AEW is the place where your career goes to expire. There's no exception to the rule. From Mercedes to Adam Copeland to Christian, you name any big star that came over with equity and value in a fan base, and look where they are now. The supposed best in the world, Will Ospreay, is a bust. He doesn't draw money. John Moxley, are you kidding me? His group right now or whatever, she just isn't working. The only thing that's riding in that company is the audience away from the product. Whoa!
Almost correct. They have one thing wrong.
Yeah, the guy who owns the toy box.
No,
the guy.
There's two. I would consider two other people in there pretty much going like, okay, they're getting over. They're getting over pretty darn well still. Though things are slowing down a little bit.
Okay.
Oh.
And that would be Timeless Toni Storm and Mariah May.
Both not especially
home. Toni's not exactly. She was in WWE before this.
Yes, she was. I remember she had an 80s outfit and gimmick.
Yeah, 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 she had the the rocker gimmick. Which you seen a few weeks ago if you were watching.
She was, you know, the answer to that gimmick.
Yeah. She was flat in WWE, and now she's absolutely not. I would consider her one of the better talents, period.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Outside of that, though, Bischoff pretty much has it right, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I'm kind of hoping that Mox realizes that he's in the same, kind of the same mood that he was at the end of his WWE tenure.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that Seth has been blowing up his phone trying to get him to drop the belt so he could come back.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not be surprised.
Thank you. Put it to you this way. Let's put on our fantasy booking hat. Because we've done
this. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we actually have to talk about, you know, stuff that happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Moxley could come back as Moxley, and the Shield are like, hey, man, where you been? I've been busy. Or you know, or something.
And I think, they're like, yeah.
Go ahead.
Go on.
No, you go ahead.
Well, you guys have been calling this my tinfoil hat for so long. I feel vindicated. This would be an interesting scenario. Having him come back, they do a little bit of Shield stuff, and Mox goes full blown, unscripted, violent Mox.
Like when he first showed up at Double or Nothing.
Right. He goes out there. Yeah, when he goes out there and he just beats the holy hell out of Seth and out of Roman and said, where the hell were you guys when I was here before? Why weren't you helping me?
Yeah,
I had to go out there and find myself again. And here I am. And it's too late to turn back.
And then as the groups end up coming down, like you get Jay or Jimmy and Sam, and whoever comes down, boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah. Everybody gets a Death Rider.
Yeah, everybody gets
He's like a certain Canadian right now. Who are you getting to?
Ah, you think you know me?
No, the other Canadian.
Sammy.
Oh, no, other Canadian.
Oh, Kevin.
Jericho? Yeah. Oh.
He's from Manhasset! New York State!
But unfortunately...
He's not Canadian! Except for my birth.
Yeah, so... Moving on, before we get into the Rumble, we have a little... The WWE decided to trim a little fat this week.
Yes, they did, unfortunately.
So, who do we have?
All right. As of right now, there are a total of 10 releases. The Authors of Pain, Blair Davenport, Sonya Deville, Precious Paul Ellerling, Cedric Alexander, The Good Brothers, Anderson and Gallows, Isla Dawn, and Giovanni Vinci.
I hate to say this, but most of these guys weren't being used.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Karrion Kross has been able to keep his vendetta on his own. He didn't need backup.
No.
Right. And Giovanni Vinci, once Imperium split up, it was, we have nothing for you.
Yep. Yeah. And the bigger problem is, from what I've understood from the stories and rumors, the goose was cooked pretty much the moment he tried to mac on another man's lady.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He went after Tiffany?
Yes. Ludwig was dating her.
Yeah.
And that's what caused Imperium to just splinter. Now, Ludwig is somewhere in the mid card. Tiffany is queen of the world. We'll eventually get back to her with SmackDown.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now Giovanni Vinci gets played out like an utter fool and gets his butt released for his troubles.
Now, I was gone. She was with Lyra Valkyria, right?
No, she was with Alba Fire.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's the right. Witch gimmick that who won the tag belt or won his tag belts for like a hot second.
Yeah, and Clash at the Castle, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The gimmick doesn't translate.
Yeah,
I had trouble believing that they were witch. I had a hard time believing they were witches. I think Scarlet's more of a witch than either of those two.
Legitimately. I could honestly see Scarlet being a Wiccan. Those other two are just cosplaying.
Yeah. I remember a thing in NXT where Scarlet was using tarot cards to talk about a match with Cross and Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm.
She had an illegal tarot deck because she pulled two devil cards.
Mm.
Yeah, my tinfoil hat started buzzing. My tinfoil hat started buzzing and I didn't get the Demon King. Darn it. Anyway.
Yeah, but also, yeah, because the last time tarot cards were used, period, was with Ariel, if you remember her.
I do. Shelly Martinez. I still follow her on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate to say this, but AOP never really got off the ground. Davenport, hype, no hype. Sonya Deville.
She'll be back in AEW before you know it.
Right. Cedric Alexander, they haven't used him for squat since the Hurt Business broke up.
Well, the Hill Guard.
Yeah, as Jason was mentioning, Hurt Syndicate's together. You've got to wonder.
So Cedric might have even asked for the release.
Yeah. And from what I understand, Sonya Deville may not be under a full 90-day 90-day NDA.
Really?
Her contract is up before the 90 days are up. So that means she could be released sooner than May. As in, full-on release, she can go wherever she wants to.
Okay.
And then, of course, Precious Paul Erling. It was bound to happen. The man is north of 70 and was providing nothing.
Mm-hmm. And the Good Brothers weren't doing anything. They'll go back to Japan.
Anderson was injured, so that's the reason why they've been on ice. Anderson's been frequently injured. They might be starting to think about slowly but surely ending their careers. Because from what I've understood, their podcast is about, well, crypto and
By the way, Paul Elring, 71.
Yes. Yeah, 71 years old. My dad's age. Yeah.
And in Gallo's case, he has been in the business for a little over
20 years.
Two decades.
Yeah, I think he started in 2003.
Yeah, and he was brought in to be the other Kane at first. Then he came back up as Festus.
Yes. Yes, and in between, he was the freaking Deacon. I remember.
He debuted in 05.
On the main roster as Phony Kane?
No. He was in Mason Dixon Wrestling. And then and he was also the freaking Deacon in
Deep South.
Right, and he also was in the Million Dollar Tough Enough, believe it or not.
Season 4?
No kidding. Dear. You would have caught me on that trivia question.
Okay. Yeah, and he
debuted as the Fake Kane in May 29th, 06.
Okay.
Shortly after May 19th.
Now, come on. You guys do celebrate May 19th. You have to hang up a barbed wire wreath and burn some cookies.
On that May 19th,
every happy May 19th. Fuck those fuckers. Anyway.
Okay.
But we need to talk about the pay-per-view on Saturday.
Thank you for not saying PLE.
What an event. I was not there live, but my dad, I put it on for dad. He said he enjoyed the show immensely. And let's go in match order and let's talk first about the Women's Royal Rumble match. Number one was Io Sky. Number two was Liv Morgan. Number three was Roxanne Perez. She is now the record holder for longest time in the world.
And the thing is, the top three are the top three now.
That's right.
Because Liv is now second and Io Sky is now third.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah. Lyra was fourth. Chelsea Green, who was eliminated by her own partner, Piper.
Oh, boy. Piper was, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Yeah, you're going to lose your job, lady.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet, but.
B-Fab, Ivy Nile, Zoe Stark, Lash Wesson, Bianca Belair, Shayna Baszler, Bayley, Sonya Deville, Maxine Dupree, Naomi, Jada Parker, second half, Piper Niven, Natalia, and at 19, Jordan Grace, who was eliminated by Julia, of all people.
Yay!
Okay. Mean Chin. Mm-hmm. And then at 21, the return. The shocking return, really.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Of Alexa Bliss.
Yep, and you know who you have to thank for Alexa Bliss's return?
Oh. Bo Dallas?
No, but it's somebody who you don't expect. Somebody who seems to be getting his whistle wet in the world of, well, sports or agencies. One, Mojo Mutati, a.k.a. Mojo Raleigh.
No shit. That's awesome.
He's part of TMZ Sports. He's been there for a while now. And now this.
Part of what?
TMZ Sports.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I got a little bit there.
But I will say this. I love Michael Cole's line. She wasn't supposed to be here. I thought she wasn't coming back. Love you, Cole, for that, by the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice shot at Meltzer, by the way, at that one, too.
Yeah.
And I love the jacket.
I was going to talk about the jacket where it said friends forever, but the R and the S were kind of penciled in.
Yeah.
tribute, right. My friends.
Yes.
And she had Lily with her.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I know where this is going. I hope I know where this is going.
It is. Yeah.
SmackDown.
It is.
No, SmackDown proved it for me. So go on.
Oh. Okay.
You didn't see it?
And no, once again, I don't have TV. Or not well, TV, I don't have cable.
He finished with Sister Abigail.
Oh, the DDT, right.
Not only that, but there was flickers during the match.
Yes. Okay, never mind. I did see this. I'm just a rube.
Okay. Number 22 was Zelina Vega. 23 was Candice LeRae. 24 was Stephanie Vaquer. 25 was Trish Stratus. Okay.
Woot!
What?
26 okay. was Raquel Rodriguez. 27 was Charlotte Flair.
Ooh, we'll get there in a second, because I have a song for that.
Okay. Oh, no.
28 was Julia. 29 was Nia Jax. And number 30, the return of Nikki Bella.
Now, is this a one-shot, or is she actually going to try to wrestle again?
Not sure. Nikki's thinking about coming back in full, but I'm just not sure right now.
We're not sure yet, okay. And remember, you don't want to go negative on her after the whole domestic violence thing.
I'm not. I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna dog on her anymore. I still think she belongs in the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame, but no, I'm not going to dog on her. I want to, you know, I'm actually actively curious. I want to know. Hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But then we get to the final four of the mat, or final four? And that would have been Nikki, Nia Jax, Roxanne Perez, and Charlotte. Okay, I'm hoping for somebody else to come in, because I did not watch the match.
Well, no. Go ahead,
Jason. No, Jason, you go ahead.
No, what I was about to say is that the final two were Charlotte and Roxanne. So Roxanne got the big rub, even though she lost.
Yeah, and of course, me. Lol, Charlotte wins. Yeah.
Well, on Raw Monday night when she showed up, she got booed out of the building.
And it was deserved.
She was trying to do a babyface promo and it didn't work. She got booed
on
SmackDown.
She got cheered and booed.
Right. NXT, she got cheered because she was an alumnus.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you have the pay-per-view next week. This coming week. Mm-hmm.
Vengeance Day is coming.
Yes, Vengeance Day is coming. So look busy. Then. Yeah, look busy. So then we had DIY through shenanigans defeating the Motor City Machine Gun. Short for a 2 out of 3 falls match, but I get why.
Yeah, because lol shenanigans from the Street Profits.
Yes.
Yeah, but understandable shenanigans, because you guys took us out. Guess what? We want the belts from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they cost Motor City Machine Guns, but mm-hmm. it's like DIY's happy, boom, they get hit too.
Yeah.
Which is gonna lead to the ladder match at WrestleMania. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, of course, the undisputed WWE Championship in a ladder match.
Oh, my God. Good grief. I heard they put each other through hell.
Oh, it yes. was awful. Oh, yeah. This was good. This was close to being a bloodbath to the mm-hmm. point. And I know this is this part of it, a storyline, but Sammy came out
mm-hmm.
and stood there because he didn't know who to help.
Yep.
He was completely conflicted. Who do I help? I've known Kevin forever. Cody's been good to me. Now what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
So, for anybody who said he was intervening in the match, he did not.
Nope. And, of course, we'll get to more of that come SmackDown.
But Cody wins after putting Kevin through a ladder. Okay?
Yeah.
But Kevin Owens, he is the most beautiful asshole. And, you know, he's a good person. Okay?
Yes.
I love he did this. Okay?
Mm.
Okay? So,
yeah. Okay.
On Friday,
okay, yeah.
He, February 7th, he says, he says, if you guys help support my daughter's Girl Scout troop by buying some cookies, I promise to keep wrestling for at least 4 years, 11 months, and 22 days more.
Note, that is also a moderate hint. Guess who wound up signing for a 5-year extension?
That's cool, actually.
Yeah.
And right now, if you go to LOD's page, that's his daughter's name, okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She has sold more than 3,000 boxes of cookies.
Yep.
She's getting a trophy.
Yeah. And the kicker is, you can do it too. All you have to do is buy 4 boxes or more and have them shipped. Shipping is not terribly expensive either. It is, for example, for me here in Ohio. Shipping and handling is $5 on 4 boxes of cookies.
So that's essentially the price of another box. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not terrible.
Okay. VRM, are you a Girl Scout cookie fan?
Trefoils.
Oh, a man after my own heart. Okay.
Whereas me, I'm not after your own heart, but I love peanut butter sandwiches.
Give me the Samoas.
They don't make the Samoas anymore.
I thought they just got renamed.
They were called Caramel Delights for a while.
They are still being called Caramel Delights now.
They're still Samoas to me.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe selling those cookies will never not be funny.
Yep. I mean, and if you don't want to go with those, there's going to be some Pop-Tarts coming out soon. Caramel Delight style.
Mm. Interesting. I'll have to look for those.
Yes.
So then we had the Men's Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. And I loved how they did this. Number one was Rey Mysterio. Number two was Penta.
Yeah.
And by the way, Give me more.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, Penta did touch, but we won't say anything.
Shh.
Yeah.
Speaking of shush, Chad Gable was number three. Carmelo Hayes was number four. Santos Escobar was five. Otis was six. Braun Breaker was seven. And Akira Tozawa was eight. Until he was
attacked.
Until Carmelo Hayes. And I loved okay, I love this. Okay, Triple H was like, "Fuck."
Speed.
We need somebody in there. Speed, you go. What?
Me? Yeah, you get out there.
And he goes out there with full Titantron. By the way,
I know that's the only thing that killed it for me.
Yeah, but okay. So he goes in. Tosses out Otis, does a backflip, right?
Spear.
From hell. Makes Edge look absolutely pedestrian.
That makes a score look pedestrian. That's how bad that spear was. Tell me I'm wrong.
That felt like an...
You're not.
That feels like early Shield Roman spears of death.
Yeah.
He was literally nearly speared out of his shoes. He was tossed out by Breaker, and then Otis just dumped his ass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, oof. I mean, I'm still feeling it in my stomach because that, he took it beautifully, mind you. But Breaker was like, all right, fuck this guy. Seriously, he was like, he wants to be in the ring.
Yeah, both Shane and I, we were watching together. Brian was in and out. But we both winced at the sight of that spear. It was
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then Sheamus dead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say Bear and I were watching it, and when he hit the spear, even he went, "Oh, ooh!" I said, "Yeah, I think he's dead."
Yeah. So, they had Sheamus, Jimmy Uso, no Yeet, Andrade, Jacob Fatu, okay, mm-hmm. Kaiser, The Miz, and at 15, sing it, VRM.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry.
By the way, did you notice the crowd went absolutely fucking bananas? Or banana, in the words of... Patterson.
And there were signs everywhere for him,
mm-hmm.
and I was laughing. I was like, Joe Hendry might be the only reason that Hunter even looked at TNA, but you know,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then of course, because, No. Go ahead.
I was going to say. Hunter sees dollar signs. That is some serious ass bank. If they can catch him while he's still white hot.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it was also one of the funnier moments of the men's rumble outside of the Spear of Death, where Sheamus is just standing there watching as Hendry's doing work. He's like, "Dad, this is good. This is good.
Like, yeah, all right." And he watched the entire 3 minutes of his thing as Roman
smashed by Jacob, and it is like, "The hell did you do that for? I was enjoying that. Why are you so angry all the time?"
Angry Samoan noises.
Yeah,
I know.
And then other angry Samoan noises, because number 16.
You are tribal chief, YTC. Okay. Then, of course, Drew, Finn, Shinsuke, Yeet. Then the return of AJ Styles.
Ile Bravo! Ile Bravo!
Hello! Then, of course,
they actually filmed it correctly.
Yes, they did.
They didn't leave the cameras looking at Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Then Braun. Then this guy, VRM.
Yeah. And this is a bit of poetry. So Cena gets in the ring. Roman's the only person up still in the ring. They stare at each other for the entire minute. Going into the next one, and of course the next, and I just as they're doing the countdown, I'm like, I just turned to Shane, Punk's next.
Pay attention to me.
That will never not be funny too.
And then after that, it's this guy.
Monday Night Raw and full effect, baby.
And I figured course, both of them, you know, they'd be all over, you know, Seth and Punk would just tear into each other, ignore everybody else.
But they didn't, because because here's the thing, Punk eliminated both Roman and...
We'll get to it.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Because there's another point, there's something in that spot that I want to talk about.
Okay, then we have Sammy, Damian, Knight, and number 30 is fuck you, Paul. Logan Paul. Mm-hmm. Okay?
All right, so let's get to this final six.
Well, we need to get to one thing first, okay? There was a spot where LA Knight was supposed to do something. Well, Drew was pissed.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell happened there, but something got a little screwy. And Drew got eliminated, and he was so pissed off, he left Raw, which also could be at WORK because he moved to SmackDown and worked with LA Knight and Jimmy Uso. So I don't know.
Well, and personally, when I heard that, I was like, I think I've seen this movie before.
Yeah, I think we
did. This happen
Didn't we do this back at Survivor Series when Punk came back?
No. I'm talking about Royal Rumble 2014 when Punk quit.
Oh.
I thought that's what Drew was referencing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I thought at first it was a work. But at that point, you know, I thought he was going to just give him the rest of the week to cool the fuck off.
So let's get into this final six.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say final six because of what happens here. So so we've got Roman, Seth, Punk, Paul, Cena, and Jay left.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is down except Roman and Seth.
Yay. Kill, murder, death, kill.
Roman's lifting Seth over the rope. Struggle. Punk up the back door. Both of them are out.
Now you said you want to talk about this.
Now, this is something that happens shortly after Punk gets eliminated.
Right. So
because Punk is dumped right after that.
Yeah, like immediately. Mm-hmm. Paul comes up the back door and drops Punk out. And then before the schmoz starts, Roman and Punk are staring each other dead in the eyes, and Roman is saying something I cannot make out.
Let me see
now,
if I can.
Seth. Okay. Seth comes barreling over there and stomps Roman. See how Punk's right there, man. Why did you stomp Roman?
And then schmoz. Punk and Seth are fight, knock the steps over, fight, get separated. And then
Seth goes over and stomps Roman again on the stairs. Now, after this particular spot, they brought the cameras back over to Seth, and he looked kind of confused and bewildered. Like, what did I just do? Why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Roman Reigns said, "How could you do that to me? We literally partnered up a month ago."
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That was worth a shot. But yeah, I want to know why Seth didn't go after Punk there. Because that's Seth's target all the way to WrestleMania. Those two are going to kill each other.
But then, so then we've got Paul, Cena, and Jay left. And and so this was kind of, this looked kind of botchy. I'm not calling it botch, but it looked kind of botchy. It was like where Cena was doing his traditional tower AA. And and Jay's like, here, I'll help you, as he climbs and pushes himself off the turnbuckle onto the tower. We're getting through it, Jay. We're getting through it.
Hang on. I still gotta adjust a little bit. Adjust.
Jay comes out the back door. Super kicks Paul off of Cena's shoulders. Cena bounces off the ropes. Paul goes over the top. Cena and Jay Uso are the last two.
Now, when I saw this, I came home just as this was happening, and I'm like, okay, lol, Cena wins.
Well, here's the thing is, like, again, when Shane and I were watching, as soon as Punk went over, we're like, oh, great, lol, Cena wins. But then Paul goes out. And we're like, wait, there's no way they can't, can they? With all the hype they're giving to Cena for this retirement tour, they can't.
Oh yeah, they could. Vince would have done it.
Yeah.
But we got Doofenshmirtz over here that says, watch this.
Why does everybody always look at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know.
This booking stuff isn't easy, you know. Doink. Yeet. It's day one-ish.
Out the back door. Jay, out the back door again from the AA on the apron. And just shoves Cena off. He lands perfectly flat on his feet, and he's like, "What the fuck just happened?"
Yep. Well, it looks like the remember the match that Sheamus accidentally won against Cena.
Yeah, exactly. Same idea.
That's the same look. He's like, "What the? Whoa, that wasn't supposed to happen." Well, too bad, boy. We got, you know, the whole building is yeeting, and Michael Cole is losing his voice over it.
His voice is gone, and Jey Uso becomes literally main event Jey Uso.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did not see this coming. I don't think any of us saw that coming.
No one saw this coming.
No, how bad were we?
We sucked. I know I sucked.
It depends on what you mean by we. Because at the bottom of the royal pile, with 3 points is Carl.
I feel better.
Yeah, Carl finished dead last at 3. Then a 3-way tie of right above him at 4. Nikki, DJ, surprising to see DJ again, and Shane. And then we go up to a tie for 3rd. 5 points each. Brian and Jason.
Uh-huh.
And then there were 2. Myself and VRM.
I hear the book's burning.
No. But let's just put it gently, the muffin button has been turned off. We won. You guys didn't.
We
6 points. Myself and VRM. We are the co-champs.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Damn it.
And I believe in Julia.
There you go.
Yeah, I botched both of my surprise entrants.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I mean, Jade's still out for who knows how long. Uncle Howdy is kind of just on the back burner now.
That's going to come. Give it a couple more SmackDowns. We're going to be seeing Wyatt Six a lot more.
Yep. So, yeah. There. We are the co-champs now. At least until Elimination Chamber at the beginning of next month.
Yes, when a certain... Oh, yeah. Speaking of which. So, yeah. The post-show press conference happened. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cena called his shot. He says, I'm going to be in it. And Triple H said, he's earned his right. So he is one of the six participants.
Yes. What did you just say? I did not hear it.
He's going to win it.
We hope.
Well, that's, I really think that's the plan.
Yeah. So do I. He wins it for months.
Cena wins it, goes after Cody.
Does he win? No.
No.
No, because we got to make this last the entire year.
Yeah. And no, it would be much nicer to see him, you know, chase for the belt instead of lol, Cena wins, and then he holds the belt for 8 months.
No.
Correct. I don't see him even. I don't see him getting that belt till October. Because he's not going to win it at SummerSlam. He might win Money in the Bank and fail his cash in.
Yeah.
And he
Nikki,
talk to me. Talk to me, Stat Boy.
Could Cena finally do something that he hasn't done in 22 years?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's missing a belt.
No. I'm not talking about that. But, yeah, it would be nice for him to win that belt, possibly off of Sheamus.
Oh, God, I would pay many money for that.
Yeah, the number is the conspicuous part, if I'm reading Josh's
mind, as you should. When was the last time Cena was heel?
Quite a few years ago.
22 years ago. Yeah. I'd love to see Cena win it and be heel for the first time since he was doing Word Life. This is basic Thugonomics.
I'd love it. I'd love it.
Mm-hmm.
But... we'll see.
We'll see. I see where you're going, Stat Boy, and it would be interesting for Cena just to turn into a pompous, entitled veteran.
Yeah. Same.
I'd go for that.
Mm-hmm.
I would go for that, but I don't think they want to kill Cena's merch sales.
No.
Damn.
I know. I agree. I think, but I think this farewell tour is Cena apologizing for beating people over the head with a golden shovel.
Yeah. From 2004 till, 2012? 12. Oof.
By the way, did you see on SmackDown Carmelo Hayes burying Tozawa with the golden shovel?
It's okay, though. Tozawa, I wasn't expecting Tozawa to win that match.
No, neither was anybody, really. But I will say this. So, Raw... you had a couple of things going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you had Charlotte come back and get booed out of the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised because they book her like an essentially Superman. Rarely gets her comeuppance.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that was why she changed her her tone at SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Something about, do you guys want to cheer me? Do you guys want to boo me? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Elimination Chamber qualifiers on Raw.
I must say, we had one men's and...
one women's, I thought.
Let me look. Oh, we had two. No, you had one. It was CM Punk versus Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. And I love the story they told. You know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That Punk didn't really get Sami Zayn and figured, you know, you're going to be a forever mid-card guy.
Right, you're not on my level. And this was the first time they ever met. Period.
Mm.
No shit, they missed each other in ROH? Oh wait, no, that was El Generico. That's somebody else.
No. You're so terrible.
Hey, he keeps... kayfabe does still live somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you opened up the show with Jey Uso with an emotional promo on Raw. That was so great. That was so good.
Was genuine. That was genuine. Yeah. You can't tell me otherwise.
And then, of course, Gunther decided to ruin the party.
Of course.
That's fine. I thought Jey was going to say, you know what? Somebody needs to shut you up. I think I could be the man to do it.
Hmm. Penta beat Ludwig Kaiser and then Pete Dunne.
Butch.
Yeah.
Boy.
Sorry.
Then the booing shot. And then Rhea interrupted Charlotte, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
She called her, what was it? She called her a Ripley, just a kid, you know.
And
then, of course, Logan Paul helped the New Day beat Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. I hate this new heel. I'm waiting for the Big E shoe to drop, and it needs to drop now, or else because they're stale as fuck right now.
Yeah,
they're. They are one note heels, and I don't like that. I need, you know, give me more. Okay, we hate Big E because he got hurt. Fine. What else? What else you got?
Go ahead and start, you know, ramping up the whole, hey, I've got tenure in this company, and nobody and everybody's treating me like butt cheeks. Because remember, Kofi has the third longest continuous tenure in the company.
Yeah.
Who's the longest?
Orton. Orton's been there since 02. And Kofi the Miz debuted has been there since 04.
I thought he didn't get there till 06. I know Kofi was 05, 06.
Kofi debuted on ECW in 06 or 07.
Okay. I saw him in a dark match right after WrestleMania 22.
He debuted, he started showing up in vignettes on December 6, 2007, debuted as a wrestler in 08.
Wow.
And yes, the thing is, I'm saying continuous. Note, R-Truth has been there longer, obviously. He started there in 2000. And Rey Mysterio was there, but he also had that multiple year dalliance in back into CMLL, Lucha Underground at all.
Yeah, and Truth went to TNA for a bit.
Yeah, Truth was NWA World Champ.
Ron Killings was a badass.
Yeah, Ron the Truth Killings was an absolute badass. But he went back to WWE and became the court jester. I mean, it's proved him very fruitful because it's been 16 years since he's come back.
And he's funny.
And it's funny. It doesn't get old because I can't guess what he's going to do.
Yeah.
However, I want him to give us an update on Little Jimmy. Little Jimmy should be finishing high school anytime soon.
Yeah, Little Jimmy has been around for a good 15, 16 years as well. Good God.
Yeah. So I just want to know if Little Jimmy's doing well in high school, is he going to go to college or is he just going to go over to the Performance Center?
I'm doing a quick note. It looks like Little Jimmy, or how everything started, Little Jimmy should be turning 14-ish soon.
Okay.
So he would be in middle school yet.
Okay. I mean, the kids has had plenty of exposure, a lot of abuse. He's got potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a couple of guys who would love to wrestle him. Nobody's stopping me. I'm impressed.
Well, mm-hmm. So during the Liv Morgan Io Sky match, Rhea Ripley comes out and hits Morgan by accident and costs Io Sky the match, and she was pissed.
Yeah.
Io wasn't happy. Rhea looked mortified when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth wants to get into the chamber, of course. Mm-hmm. And he did a hype interview with Sammy. Okay. And, of course, he said, you know what? I'd do it again for Roman. For the past 4 years, Roman Reigns has done nothing but hurt close to him. And your levels above CM Punk, and then Punk wins. What a great match that was.
Yes.
So good. And at the end, Kevin Owens, you bastard!
Dick.
How the fact that he's even walking is beyond me.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Just wow.
And
Sammy goes away for a while until Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get
in Toronto.
Yep.
Yes.
Now, you know, Pat McAfee has a little bit of connections with interviewing people in WWE.
Yeah.
You know,
a little bit.
You know, he tried to make CM Punk drink a real American beer, and that was funny.
Yeah.
But on Good Morning, by the way, there is a football game tomorrow as we record this.
What? Rollins, there is.
There is. Seth Rollins was actually interviewed on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network. Okay?
Huh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
And he was talking about the Bills. And he goes, he talked about Hogan, and he said, I'm for all for people getting what they deserve. That's what I feel about Hulk Hogan getting booed. If you're getting booed by the masses, there's a reason for it. But I don't know if Hulk fully understands the scope, but people get what they would deserve. So I'm happy to see it. I love to see it. Look, I've said this before about the Hulkster. He's the guy that got me into this industry as far as love for pro wrestling goes. So I'll never take that away from him, what he's done for our business. I'll never take that away from him. But I do mm-hmm. think there's some responsibility he needs to own up to that he hasn't yet. Maybe when he finally figures that out, he might be able to move forward with our fans.
Yeah, the problem is Hogan and doing the right thing seem to be oil and water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what he thinks is the right thing. When he even when he does what he thinks is the right thing, still comes out wrong.
Okay. And I want a certain clip by Cody ready for me, okay, VRM? Okay? Trust me on this one.
Oh.
Okay. Hogan was asked about the booing on the Raw Netflix, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I quote, okay, this was on the Pat McAfee show. Oh, I did expect to be booed, Hogan said Monday during the Pat McAfee show. You've got to realize the last time I ran hard in L.A., I was a bad guy. I was Hollywood Hogan, man. I was riding dirty with the boys, you know, Nash and Hall, and we're spray painting people or crotch shopping everybody, started with the Too Sweet stuff. So last time I was there, I was a heel, but I think the politics had a whole lot to do with it, like you said. And then McAfee referenced some other things that may have led to Hogan's reception from the crowd. Yeah, of course, you do slip and fall a couple of times, Hogan responded, seemingly referenced the situation surrounding the racist comments in the past. Cody Rhodes, seriously.
This right here is bullshit.
The last time you were in L.A. wearing NWO colors, you were getting cheered because you were there to help Sting against Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
And boy was that, I felt so bad for everybody who had to watch that mess.
Mm-hmm. So you are, for lack of a better term, a lying... Well, hey, Kevin Owens. You know what he is, right?
Make sure it's the right one. No, that's not the right one. Is it in this folder?
That one.
Cutty, cutty.
No. Damn it. I'm not searching. It's off the board. I searched for it.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, okay. Well, he's a liar. You know, I don't want to, you know, he's a liar. Okay. Hulk Hogan is a liar. He's a bullshitter. He doesn't know the truth. It would bit him in the ass. Okay.
Oh, wait, yep. Hold on. I did find it.
He's a liar. That is a lie. Okay? I can't stand back there and let him lie to your face like that.
It was in the other show's folder for some reason.
Well, that's fine, but it's the truth. I mean, he's a liar. Hogan wouldn't know the truth if it bit him in the ass. Oh, and by the way, in politics, and by the way, I'm going to segue here, the same guy who is about more Republican than Hogan is Mark Calloway, a.k.a. The Undertaker. Did he get booed?
No,
because Mark Calloway is not a racist. Fuck, that's why. Okay?
Yep.
And speaking of Mark Calloway, he and Bubba Ray Dudley, Booker T, and Mickey James are your coaches for Legends and Future Greats. And they released, yes, Leslie. And they released a clip this week that I loved. I didn't see the ending for it, but I know this ending was going to happen, right?
Okay.
So, so they released, and VRM, you're going to love this, right? Okay. And one of the wrestlers puts out a hand to Bubba Ray Dudley, and Bubba Ray doesn't shake it. He says, you've got to earn your right to shake my hand. And this guy didn't take that very well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing promo class, and he shoots on Bubba Ray Dudley. Okay?
Uh-oh.
And they go on a little bit of a rant, and after the promo class is over, the clip ends with Mark Calloway going, hey, son, stay in the ring with me. I want to talk to you. And Booker T goes,
Where's that button?
Yeah, where is that button? Where is that button? There's that button. Make sure it's set. Fix.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
That's right. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Put it to you this way. Undertaker's going to teach that 20-year-old diaper a lesson. I mean, seriously.
Or we may never see that wrestler again. We know he killed a pyrotechnician. Some rookie wrestler is going to be small change.
Yeah.
So, put it this way. LFG premieres a week from tomorrow on A&E. Now, we also have a prep on NXT for Vengeance Day, which happens in, I don't know where it's going to be. I think it's in D.C., right? I think that is. I believe it is in D.C. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That is going to be a week from today.
A week from, this coming Saturday, the 15th.
Right. So we have three matches scheduled so far. Okay. Mm-hmm. Julia versus Bayley versus Roxanne Perez for the title. Roxanne, I think, is going up, right?
Yes, Roxanne is going up soon.
So that's cool. That's going to Julia.
Yeah.
Fallon Henley versus Stephanie Vaquer for the North American title.
And I think Stephanie takes it.
And Obafemi versus A-Town Down Under individually. Okay.
Yeah. And Oba's going to win that.
Oh, Oba's going to kill those poor boys.
Right. And yeah. Charlotte talked to
Ava.
Charlotte talked to all the women, and then Cora Jade attacked all of the women this week with a kendo.
Interesting.
Yes.
So there's that. Now, on SmackDown, we had a bunch of stuff. We had Cody and Jay talking this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there was something interesting that LA Knight said at the beginning of, well, we'll talk about that. And then, of course, you had Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga coming out, and it set up the main event tag, Cody and Jay versus the new bloodline. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Tama Tonga. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Not yeet. You're a Tongan. You can't use yeet. Anyway.
And of course, Belair goes into the chamber again, defeating Niven. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Deadly beat DIY with a little help from. Who did they help?
No, DIY tried to cheat, and Pretty Deadly reversed it and cheated and got away with it.
That's right. So they get the titles next week.
Right. Okay,
so then you had Jimmy versus LA versus Drew, by the way, your newest member of the SmackDown roster. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
what LA Knight say?
LA Knight basically said, if things go your way and you get caught in the rules, it's okay to cry. It's okay to be upset. You're not less of a man if you cry.
Essentially, if you remember the Macho Man promo from Arsenio Hall in the late 80s, early 90s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that. It's that promo all over again.
Okay.
It was a mental health message, actually.
Yes.
And he says it's okay to cry, and it's all good. And then we talked about the Carmelo Hayes match. And by the way, the Owens Carr promo was so good. So good.
You see these scars? I'm going to have these scars for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Sami Zayn faced Kevin Owens heel for the billionth time.
Yes, but Evan Schmertz is doing them one very cool favor.
What's that?
Their feud has gone on so long. Why not give us fight forever at Mania?
All right.
I won't, because I remember the shirt, Fight Forever.
Right.
And I would love to see those two, you know, they're backstage, you know, figuring out what show they want to take material from, this spot, that
Peoria,
spot.
1995.
What's that?
Peoria, 1995. Yeah, indeed. So, so yeah, then of course Alexa Bliss gets into the chamber, defeating LeRae. Oh, and by the way, the Charlotte Tiffy promo was good too, by the way.
Yes.
Because everybody has a mic.
How many microphones?
Yeah, too many. It was Charlotte, Tiffy, Nia, and then Alexa.
And there were flickers during Alexa's match. I don't know what they were. I didn't go back to try to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
But we already know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then, of course, we had the return of the Samoan Street Fighter.
Yep.
Wow, that was so out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting that. I was waiting for Kevin to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting Solo.
So he's got Solo and Kevin to worry about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We got to figure out what... Yes. So, what is Solo going to do... You know, we don't know. Is he going to try to get Fatu and the Tongans back under him? Is he going to try to chase Roman again? Because I don't see him crawling up to his older brothers and saying, give me another chance.
No. They'll get there eventually.
Oh, I know. But yeah, that surprised me.
Now, very interesting. We were also, you remember we were talking about the Jericho Cruise, right?
Yeah.
The Jericho Cruise for the seventh, what is it, the seventh one, is going to be mm-hmm. November this time around. November.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. So. No, I'm just trying to think. Is there anything else we missed?
Anything in AEW that we missed?
Yes. Yes, according to what Shane said, that the Australians are pissed off that it's not a pay, that it's a two-hour show instead of a four-hour show, and that it's a regular
a TV show instead of the pay-per-view they were promised originally.
Correct.
That's another strike, Tony. You got to keep your toy box straight here.
Yes.
Yeah, and wrestling fans have go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You were talking about... Go ahead.
Yes. So what I was going to say is wrestling fans have very, very long memories for good and ill.
Mm-hmm.
So Tony needs to get his shit together. Or they're going to be doing bingo halls and VFWs.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something I forgot to talk about.
Oh yeah.
We need to talk about WWE 2K25.
Oh yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. So certain things we are going to talk about. Number one. Intergender matches are in there.
Oh?
Yeah.
Cool.
The question is,
Beth
is it going
to be full, and beat up all the guys?
Yes.
Is it going to be full-blown intergender, or is it going to be a tag intergender?
Yes, there's also a chain wrestling minigame, alternate submission minigame, barricade climbing. Okay.
Also, WWE Underground matches. Which got officially, essentially previewed, or the embargo got lifted yesterday. So, there should be clips out there of it. And there is.
There's also a third-person camera option. And if you, and our good friend Brian pointed this out, if you do an Irish whip into the LED, it'll cause it to pixelate.
Ooh.
Awesome. I wish I was good at wrestling games.
Yeah,
so that comes out March 14th. And there is also, of course, the Island of Relevancy.
Which I'm super excited about because they're throwing, they're bringing in family that unfortunately couldn't do this for realsies.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to have run-ins with 3-minute warning.
So do you think, I have to ask, you would you know if they're getting paid?
My understanding, the information I have is that the that his family signed a Legends deal, so they would get you know they'd get money, they'd get royalties if they use Rosie in any capacity, whether it's the superhero or the 3-minute warning. And I'm so super excited about that. So I want to I hope to see a cinema video of that. You know, within a couple of weeks after the game drops.
And there's also a. By the way, do you happen to know or have heard of these Arabic kids called the Haroon twins?
Are those kids that were impersonating Roman and Paulie and the Usos?
No, those that's a different kids. Those are kids out of Africa. Okay.
Okay.
These are the Haroon twins. They're out of like Saudi Arabia or Dubai or someplace, and basically they do all the wrestling moves in like water parks and gyms and pools and things like that.
So they do try it at home.
What?
They do not at home. Just they try. They try in other places where they won't kill themselves.
There's a video out there of one of the Haroon twins at a WWE 2K25 event with Roman and Paul, you know, Paul Heyman, right?
Yeah.
So he's got a white t-shirt and Roman looks at him and goes, no, take it off. And he takes off the white tee. Paul Heyman slaps his back, you know, as he's, you know, topless. And Roman and him step on the white shirt and they put on a YTC shirt And they do the ones, and Paul says, just get out of here, and just slaps his head. Yeah, just slaps him.
How dare you, Uncle Paul? You know back chops suck.
Yes, exactly. But, yeah, so it's going to be real interesting.
Yes. I think that's about everything, isn't it?
I would think so. Okay.
I can't think of anything else. I hit everything I wanted to talk about. So,
I mean, we do
anybody
need
want to sell some soap?
We would. And VRM, while you will not be there, I and a bunch of others, and Josh, I think you are welcome. And Nikki, you're welcome to join us on Skype for any part of Super Bowl 59 coverage at the BS Big Show between Taylor Swift's Chiefs, Saquon Barkley's Eagles, and the refs. I'm just kidding.
But I still want Dan Campbell to do a run in. Anyway.
What about the giant meteor?
Oh yeah, in the spreadsheet. Have you seen the spreadsheet with my entry in it?
No, what did you wrote?
I wrote meteor dot 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 dot.
Okay. Well, at least you will get in, but all joking aside, I think it's going to I picked the Eagles to win. I said this is going to be close. And legitimately, VRM, the reason why is, and we talked about this, I don't think you were on the phone, but this is just my theory, and I'm just going to go with it. Saquon has never rushed against the Eagles before until today. Against the Chiefs. He's never wrestled against them. First time ever, I think he's going to have a monster day, and I think that's the difference. And the thing is that we were listening, my esteemed Mr. Block and I were listening to a sports radio show on the way home from shopping this afternoon, and one sports talk radio said is that the reason why the Eagles brought Saquon Barkley in was not for the 2,000 yards, not for, you know, his records, but to win a Super Bowl. And that anything else is a failure. And VRM, I agree with that. Do you? I mean, you can unbiasedly talk about it.
I mean, the goal isn't the goal to win the Super Bowl. That is why you assemble the best team that you possibly can. And getting Saquon helped the Eagles assemble the best team they possibly could. They had the quarterback. They have the offensive line.
Right. They have the wide receivers. But do you know who the running backs were 2 years ago? Boston Scott and Gainwell. Saquon Barkley is better than both of them.
Combined.
So, going to be very interesting, and there's a lot of contests going on. It's called Sweeper Bowl for a reason, and we're going to have a lot of fun. VRM, you want to talk? Your NASCAR stuff?
Because after the Super Bowl is over, we get right into one of my favorite times of the year, Speed Weeks. It is the lead up to the Daytona 500, and that means it's iRacing time, and that means it's time for me to try and win another iRacing Daytona 500.
Have you won one before?
Yeah, I won it the same week that I won the stupid bet the 2 years ago. I won one.
Oh, good for you!
I was up till like 1 in the morning doing that race.
Sheesh.
I almost got screwed by a pit stop penalty, but I've got, that's part of what I'm going to be doing instead of watching the Super Bowl, is that I've got to make sure everything is kosher and working for racing this week, because like I said, this is one of my favorite weeks, and I haven't touched the rig since last year.
So yeah, there's that. Josh, first of all, before we get to you, Josh, WLTI this week, we talk drag race, we talk Jeopardy, and we talk about upgrades and downgrades and game shows and all the good news, and we talk about the late breaking news about Sony and Wheel of Fortune and the distribution rights. We'll talk more about that. What do you got, Josh?
This week on It Was a Thing on TV. Two episodes, of course, as per usual, both concerning football, considering it's Super Bowl week. The garbage-picking, field-goal-kicking Philadelphia phenomenon. A Wonderful World of Disney movie starring Tony Danza from 1998. And then one of multiple failed attempts to capture what the NFL did in the World Football League. coming up next week, we'll figure that out because I haven't listened to it yet. But we'll find out soon enough on itwasathemaltv.com.
Okay, Nikki, you know what to do.
Yes, I do. Give me a moment because I've been just sitting here putzing around and not looking up my artist shout-outs.
Be right back.
However, I will happily bring up our artist in residence, Jamie Claudier, who is probably pulling her hair out because grocery stores are madhouses over Super Bowl weekend.
Yep.
So she hasn't had a minute to herself. And I haven't been able to catch her on Discord last couple of days.
Dang.
Yeah. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, off to our other artists. Obligatory shout out to Oniwanbashu. She does lovely, lovely art. She does take commissions. Make sure you checked her pinned tweet before you start start asking around about her commissions. Read those instructions and then check it out. She's a little on the expensive side, but so worth it. Let's see, Noberto Gaitan, someone who's fairly recent to my artist list. Wonderful anime style artwork. In all kinds of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Let's see, some of his some of the recent arts. That's the pin post. I show a recent post here of Bronson Reed about the Squish J. And apparently that was and the artwork was posted by Bronson Reed.
Hello. I like that.
And it says, congratulations for Naus. He also has a Royal Rumble 25 Everybody's Fighting poster that you need to check out.
Excellent.
Yeah, his prices are reasonable, and like I said, the surprise me feature is a fun little exercise. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. I don't know how to describe his style other than very soft. If you're looking for something emotional, uplifting, positive, wholesome, this is probably your guy.
Okay.
If you like anime and wrestling, definitely look up Otanada on Instagram and Nahul Tajes on Twitter. Tajes still does his, pretty sure he still takes commissions.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell, but he's got probably one of the fastest turnarounds I've seen out of any artist. And he's cheap. Altanot, I still don't know if he's doing commissions, but I'm sure he's enjoying his popularity, the fact that Russell's retreat his art as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you like a artist who's also a wrestler, you'll definitely have to look up Tapla at @D_Tapla on Twitter. She's fairly inexpensive. She does a lot of cool stuff. If you happen to be a wrestler and you want cool gear, she's probably your best bet. Mm-hmm. She's got a Patreon account and she has a Fiverr account where I think that's where you do the commissions. Yeah. You can email her directly at toplafatart@gmail.com or go to fiverr.com/D_Tapla. Let's see. Do I have anybody else I want to talk about?
Oh, anything happening in Supercars this week?
Oh yeah. Let me pull that up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let me pull this up real quick. Supercard. The Royal Rumble tier has debuted. It's been out for probably about a week now. They're doing Road to Glory this weekend, and they also have the Royal Rumble Block Bash. It's a series of specific events where you join up with other players to do a 3-on-3 PvP for cash and prizes, if you will. My deck. I don't like to brag, but I am on pace to get my first pro in the new tier.
Okay, and who is it?
Miz.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm still working on building pros in the Legion tier, which is directly below that, with Braun Strowman, Sami Zayn, Lyra Valkyria, Rey Mysterio, and Tiffany Stratton.
Mm-hmm.
But my Royal Rumble 25 cards, I have exactly a dozen. One of my first ones was actually, no, that's a special edition. I have a special edition Punk.
Nice.
So I also have Kane, Cody Rhodes, Carlito, Nia Jax, Asuka. Yeah.
Tamatanga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Loomis and Axiom. And now I've, with the releases, I can now delete all of my Paul Ellering cards. No, not like that. That's me. But yeah, after that, I really don't have too much else because I'm right here. So for our sound guy, VRM, our numbers guy, Stat Boy Josh Henniger, for my man in New York, Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we start on the roadmap to WrestleMania.